Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees.
I-5-BT.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.
AEACLB. NAYJN Mobile. NA1J, this is KE8VLB. You're coming in pretty clear. I'm also on a handheld FT818 on 2.5 watts right now.
Okay, well, I'm on a mobile on low power. I'm coming into the 738 over here in Burton or Flint or whatever you call it.
Yeah, I'm in I'm Bancroft, so I'm quite a ways east of Flint right now. I was just testing out some repeaters. I don't actually know where this tower is located. I just have it programmed into my transceiver as Flint. But I'm probably almost 20 miles away.
Yeah, if you're in Bancroft, you mean you're west, right? Yeah. So yeah, you're probably coming into the 738. There's a bunch of them around there. You could probably get to the 728 over there by Lansing. There's a bunch of them all hooked together on this system. First name Jim here. I work in Flint on my way back to Columbiaville. I'm not quite sure if you know where that's at. You probably do if you're from Michigan.
Yeah, sorry, I did mean west. Yeah, I know where Columbiaville is at. That's awesome. I'm on the 147, what would this be, the 380, yeah. First name Alex, sorry.
No, that's all right. I haven't heard your call before. I don't get on the radio very much, but if I'm on the radio, it's usually on VHF or UHF around this area, so. I've been licensed since the early 90s. From Lapeer, basically. I used to live like 3 blocks away from the Lapeer 662 machine for a long time. From this area, pretty much. Truck driver, just on my way home.
Cool. Yeah, I'm a younger ham. Like, I got licensed with a few of my buddies in college a few years ago, and I think 22 is when we got our licenses, but we never really talked much on the repeaters or to other people. We kind of just, we got cheap Chinese trial things and talked to each other, mostly riding dirt bikes and stuff up up north. And I recently got this rig that can do more bands, but I haven't for any of the HF stuff yet. And I also have to get my general class to operate on anything other than 10 meter, I guess. But you're one of my first contacts, I guess, on the repeaters around here. So thanks for the contact.
Hey, you're welcome. Nice meeting you. Nice to hear about people using this stuff. Some of the stuff sits and gets cobwebs on it. And yeah, copy on the simplex. You guys were just using those radios like simplex on those on the dirt bikes and stuff. That's pretty cool too. I talk on simplex every once in a while. There's a frequency down here in Flint that everybody used to frequent, but I never hear anybody on it anymore. So.
Yeah, I've been looking at some designs online. I'm wanting to build some Yaki to try some simplex out because I've only got 5 or 6 watts, I think, is full power on this transceiver. But I think if I get some, I don't know, decent size, not as expensive, but a directional antenna, I might be able to make some simplex contacts.
Oh, yeah, you'd be surprised how far you could get on an omnidirectional. A Yagi, you would definitely get out. It wouldn't even have to be that high in either, but I mean, you could make some contacts on an omnidirectional. The antenna makes all the world a difference. I mean, you could have a 5-watt radio as a base station, but if you got a pretty good antenna, you could really do some talking.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. Right now, I'm just using what the included stock gave you, this 2-meter, 70-centimeter whip that sticks out the front, and I'm just holding it in my hand like a handheld, so I'm surprised I'm able to reach all the way over to Flint.
Yeah, it seems like that 738's up in the air pretty good. I can't remember now. That was just acquired recently by that group. Can't even think of what you call them now, but anyways, it used to be Bob's repeater, N8NE, for the longest time. The thing was like dead, quiet, never had no action or nothing on it, and then these guys took it over, and now it's part of the link, and it's getting quite a bit of activity now, and they spent some money on it, you know, fixed it up a little bit, so it works pretty good now.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's probably one of the, it might be the furthest one away that I can hit. Most of the only ones that I can hit are Owasso, there's one in Durand, and then I think there's a Danville 70 centimeter that's all the way towards Lansing that I can surprisingly hit pretty often too. That one's probably got to be up pretty high.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with the Durand too. I've talked on that one before. I'm trying to think the one you're talking about is probably hooked to the 47.28, you said it's a UHF, yeah, I can't remember the frequency, but I know the one you're talking about. I go to Danville every once in a while, too, in my truck, so.
Alright, well, I do have some things to do here, so I'm going to have to let you go, but it was great talking to you, Jim, was it?
Yep, Jim. It's Juliet India Mike, and the call is November 8th, Yankee Juliet November.
Alright, thank you very much, Jim. It was great talking to you. This is Alex, KVA-EOV.
Have a good day or a good weekend. weekend or whatever you want to call it in there. I'll be out here. I'm usually out here really, really super early in the morning, like in the middle of the night or like in the afternoon. So we'll catch you later. This is NAYJN Mobile.
For sure, I'll try to catch you again. Probably super early in the morning, I'll try to get on. KE8VLD.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees.
NAWRO Macomb County 147.2 Mount Clemens has been reconnected to the Seaman Hub. NAWRO clear. KB8OE.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
NAWRO Richmond, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good there, Richmond. How you doing? How you, where are you guys? I don't know where this repeater is.
Well, the one I'm on is 147.2, and that's in Mount Clemens, Macomb County. So I can take a look at the dashboard. Where are you at?
I'm in Jackson. second. I'm coming in on 147.275. So I don't know where this one is. Must be over in Grand Rapids somewhere.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right. Good signal, for VHF analog, right? But, yeah, no issues with the signal. Very good. Name here is Tim, Tango India Mike, and North Macomb, I'm in Richmond.
Tim, I think I worked with you here a week or so ago. I just put an SU or an SGU-1 board in this Yaesu FT510, and wow, is it making a difference. Take the signal from S2 to 3 on some people that are weak, and it brings them up to over S9. So it's, I just installed it. I got a Yaesu FTM510DR, and I just put this board in it, about as big as a penny. I think a penny might be bigger than what it is.
Yeah, that is just amazing what they can do now compared to when I first got licensed. You didn't have anything that small at all. What I got is the FTM 150, and I'm still impressed with that SDX. What is it called? APR? When you get like a bad signal, you turn that on to APRS, I guess it is, and it sounds really good. It's digital enhancement, I guess, is what it is. NAWR, over to you.
Yeah, I had this radio just about a week and a half or so. And, I got APRS set up on it. You can see where I am on APRS. I got three nodes running, one on D-Star and one here. And I'm radio port over here, I guess. But I just ordered the... Hold up. What is the number on this crazy thing? Yeah, that it's the box is so big you can't see it. It's an SPU-1. And let me tell you what, it's very, very small. I was really impressed with how small it is. But it's kind of cool.
Oh, yes, we love our toys. I don't know how I got in this situation here, but I got, like, too many radios. I guess you can't have too many radios, right? It's an impossibility as a ham. But, I know I misspoke. The filter I'm talking about on the Yaesu is ASP, and that makes a bad signal, or a not great signal, just readable. We do the state net on, it's an HF net that's simulcasted over... I guess it'd be the proper term, over VHF, UHF on Sunday nights, and it actually cleans that signal up. It's amazing how that works. And then, the APR, we just put a iGate, I guess that's what you call it, in Mont Clemens in one of our sites. And, that's interesting. I got to really get into that because I turned that on. It's like, oh, now this is something new. I haven't played with that before. Back over to you.
Yeah, there you go. It's K4 KWQ. Yeah, well, I know. They're coming up with some amazing things. I've got two FTM 400s. I got a pair of them. And I got about 25 or 30 radios, I think. Not counting the handhelds. I got about 14 or 15 handhelds. I got a bunch of radios. I didn't really need this radio, but I wanted to do the latest and greatest, I guess. I got four other UHF VHF radios here on the dashboard here on my counter. Got them all up on the counter. I got an Anytone 578. I got a Yaesu FT6000. I have a Kenwood V71 here on the counter. Got an FT991 and an FT990, and also a 5100. These are just the ones that are on the counter here. And there's more. I got a 2750 ICOM. I got a 7300. There's many. There's some I got boxes. I haven't had them on in years. But I should probably sell some of them. But I got like a pair of them that I like to keep around, and just kind of use them here and there. But there is a couple of them, and we have fun with them.
Well, you definitely have me beat there. I'm looking around in the shack here, and I've got five, I guess. So, and I thought that was a lot. And you're right on the HTs. I got to go into a 12-step program for the HTs. I can't resist buying them if it's a sure deal. But then again, I work with the ARPSC over here in Macomb, and we do some events, and I can program them up and give them away as a prize, you know, if the guys do good in it. But, one of the guys loaned me this Motorola here for P25, so that's a new one on me, so I have to learn how to do that. It's an XTL1500, and it's VHF only, but it has both analog and P25 in it, so that's kind of fun to play with there.
K4,
get over here. Yeah, there you go. I always wanted to play with a P25 radio. I never have. What do you got, a hot spot that you run the P25 off of? Not sure if there's another, and I'm going to take a short pause. I might have heard another breaker.
If somebody wants to come on.
It's from Richmond. It shoots down to Detroit. You know, I have it on external. It's a Diamond's smallest, shortest vertical antenna. It's an X30, I think. And I have it on that, and it hits Detroit. And then apparently it's connected somehow to Mount Clemens as well. There's a UHF station there. And of course, then it goes through a whole network, just like Central Michigan, I guess. But, yeah, that's a little new to me. Prior to that, our group's doing the DMR, and the DMR, that's a whole other thing, learning how to program a code plug for that. So, two new modes there that I'm learning. So, yeah, there's always something to do, eh?
Oh, yeah, we got some DMR stuff running, too. We got a repeater at Elfin, 310-226. That works pretty good. At about 70 feet with the antenna. But it's over at my friend Dennis's place. And KP80AK. And we've been playing with that thing for quite a few, several years. Running different things and this and that and all kinds of stuff on it. But we have fun with it. But, well, great. I just wanted to try this board out. It's definitely working here, too, on the repeater. It gives me about 30 dB of attenuation and when I turn it off. And, boy, it's pretty impressive.
TESCV.
Go ahead.
Station. Roger, copy that. K8 Sierra Echo Victor up here at East Tallahassee on the Big Lake. Young guys are coming in good up here. We'll send it back to you. We're just standing by and monitoring the band. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I put this thing in.
Alrighty. Well, good to have with you as well. I'm glad to hear you.
Digital.
So, but that actually works pretty good. We can hit without a repeater on simplex in DMR. Again, something new.
Well, I heard about two of you coming in there, but yeah, you guys go ahead and take your conversation. KZ8SCV will be standing by on the band.
Yeah, it's got three positions on this board. It's got an ASP mode, it's got a DX mode, and it turns off by hitting it the third time. But pretty nice. Okay, let you guys go, and you guys carry on. I'll be listening up here, 7-3. I'll just gonna dial around and work a few repeaters and a few simplex things. So I'll probably run down on 5-5 and 5-2 and see what's going on down there on 5-2 and 5-5. So. See if we can hear anybody. You kind of need to experiment. 7-3 from 34KWQ in Jackson.
Alrighty, thanks for the QSO. You have a good evening. This is NAWRO, Macomb County. Let's see, who's left? Tawas, he's still there?
Yeah, Roger, copy Tawas. Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Echo Victor. Yeah, we're sitting here on the Big Lake. I was just listening to you guys. Apparently checking out. So, yeah, we're just monitoring the airbags, Roger.
KE8SEV, copy that. So, well, with that, I think I'm going to probably go get a little dinner. But appreciate the contact. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar in Richmond, North Macomb County. 73s, after your final.
Roger, copy that. K8SEV will be clear and monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees.
NAWCB, NAWCB, Kitty, do I need you?
KYNU, this is NAWCD. Good evening to you. Well, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Got tomorrow to go. How was work today? How you doing?
Good. You know, yesterday was pretty horrible. Today made up for being horrible yesterday. So it was good. It was a good day. How was your?
I'm glad there was a turnaround there for you guys. A little bit slower there, and happy for that. But yeah, we're doing pretty good here. And I did a little bit of clean up here, a little bit of housework inside. I did my Bible interpretation class there. Finally got that. I got another session in today. Did a little bit of radio toward the end of the day. No contact, but. All good, but other than that, we're enjoying a pretty good day.
Hey, not bad. Sounds like a good day today. Sounds like you got a lot done and you got some R&R time in there. Good.
Yes, indeed. Good to get the work out of the way and, you know, things you want to get done. And like I say, got to you know, at least get on the air for a few minutes today. And happy for that. Heard a good CISO as well. I think it was on the 65. But, yeah, just like I say, it's been a nice day.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you had a good day. Seems like it was pretty nice out. A lot of people were out and about doing their thing. And, glad that everything went smooth. Hopefully this is not one of those, like, calm before the storm type deals where, you know, it's going to snow tomorrow and, you know, it's just going to be nonsense. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I remember you singing the other night. It was one of those times where it was calm. You're kind of waiting for the other shoe to fall. And like I say, hopefully that won't be the case. Glance at the NWS forecast, and they're saying little to no tonight and tomorrow. So hopefully the track stays clear of us, because the temperatures stay a little bit too warm for anything measurable, at least on the roads anyway.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I hope so. But fingers crossed, you know.
That's right, exactly. I was looking at some pictures out near, I think it's Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and parts of Iowa there. And they're getting it pretty good out there, pretty good rates. I understand there the northwestern part of Indiana, and I think it's just Berrien County here in Michigan after a winter storm line. So, yeah, they can keep all that stuff right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm good with them keeping it. It's nice to look at it. It's nice to, you know, if you don't have anywhere to go, it's nice to just kind of, you know, look at it. But if you got places to go or work in emergency services, it's like, no, I'm good.
Well, I totally agree with you there. I totally agree. And, you know, I don't mind but just running out, just running the shovel over, you know, just kind of sliding it along there. But, man, you got to start, you know, hoofing it there and shoveling a lot of snow. No fun.
Yeah, no. I'm good. But at least I got Micah. He's a good snow shoveler, and so is Zach. So there's that.
Hey, that's great. You know, you got your two sons, and wow, if Zach's willing to help out, the more the merrier in that way. I'm glad for you. Like I say, you don't have to do that. And, I'm not mistaken, you were supposed to get a snowblower. You have a snowblower.
We have a snowblower, so we're set this year. Have to do a little bit of fine-tuning with it, but, yeah, it's nice to have.
To identify too, NAWCB. Yeah, definitely. Oh, I'm glad. Hopefully you can get it running and it'll be dependable for you this winter. I remember having that one years ago when we were on Manchester. As long as it worked, it was great, but it was one of those, you know, you added a little bit of oil with the gas, cycle or something, and man alive, those sometimes can be a little bit cantankerous. So hopefully good results for you.
Okay, well, the neighbor's volunteered shovel too, so either way, I'm not shoveling. Either way, so.
Well, at least you've got plan. At least you've got plan A, plan B, and plan C. Hopefully not the famous last words there. Hopefully, one of the three will come through for you, and that'll be excellent there.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. It'll be my luck, though. It won't even snow this year. It'll be, it'll be different from what everybody's calling for.
That's true. It seemed like the years they had it, had a snowblower, it seemed like we didn't get a lot of snow. Go figure. I guess it's the way it works out. But sooner or later.
Yeah. That's okay. It's that time of year. It's just one of those things. You're going to go with it. So it's going to have to deal with it. It's so steep. So just be ready for it.
Yes, indeed. And that Christmas snow isn't too bad either. After the white Christmas, it can be gone.
I wholeheartedly agree. I'm right there with you.
Yes, indeed. So, well, good. I'm glad at least you're prepared in the snow shoveling realm there. And like, you know, we've got our snow shovels here, and so we'll charge along and do the best we can. And like I say, hopefully we can just push the snow shovel along if such happens.
Yeah, you'll have to look at Facebook Marketplace. A lot of good stuff pops up there around the time of snowblowers and different things. Just have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, that's true. Like I say, you can find a good bargain on there, and if you can find something reasonable and it works or it does what it needs to do, that's great. Just glad to have the strength to do it, and just grateful for the years we've lived here and been able to do it. And I know a couple of times you filled in. I know when we were up north, you guys came down. Always appreciated that. Glad to be able to beat the shovel.
Yeah, I don't mind helping out, if you need any help or whatever, feel free to reach out, swing by and help you out.
I appreciate that, it's good to at least feel better and, not have some of the medical issues there, so that helps out a great deal. Know your limits and take it slow, take it a step at a time. Sometimes some of the heavier snows we've had, we're not going anywhere anyway, so just figure out just do the sidewalks and the approach, and then catch the driveway later on. So, and it all works out in the end.
Yeah, for sure, and if you guys got front wheel drive, that helps out. The car seems to do pretty good in the snow.
Yeah, it does. I haven't drove it very much with the stability track not working, but I had that type of an issue with the F-back, and never. Skipped a beat, never had any issues with that one or the Alero, so I I'm pretty confident if we have, you know, if we had to go out, you know, it would do the job. It had to. It's pretty good. Get pretty good traction with it.
Yeah. Well, it's like you've always said, you know, just let the car do the work, and you know, it'll be fine. So.
Yes. Exactly. And I remember when we were back thinking about that, you know, and telling me about, you know, being up north there. You guys were shoveling. Well, we were up north, and it snowed, and we ended up having to try to get up Lee and Melissa's driveway up that approach. And man alive, that car took it really well, and I almost got stuck up at the top. But it got to a place where the car just kind of spun around to where I could just, you know, instead of back out, I could just pull down. And so, you know, it just put it in gear, and it went down. And it's like, you know what, I'm calling it good and leaving it where it's at. So, yeah, it does really, really well, like you say, in the snow.
Hey, it sure beats, you know, having the coach on in the middle of winter and, you know, trying to stop without an analog break.
NAWCB, yeah, I agree with that one. You know, still remember some of them rear-wheel drive cars, you know, the Buick and the old Pontiac. Chevrolets, man alive, you know, you get the choke off of them, and it's a little better, but man, that choke's still on, and you're tooling around, and man alive, you know, you gotta take it easy.
See, ladies, and have people today are spoiled. The analog brakes and the below track and you know, the fuel injection and backup cameras and all the other good stuff and, you know, smaller cars and how the kids did back when I started, you know, it was an 85 Buick and it's like it was a tank. It was about as big as the Ford, if not bigger.
Yeah, that's the truth, and we are spoiled, like you say, to have all those accessories like that. Yeah, it's nice to have the backup camera and that, you know, the rear windshield wiper and that, and like you say, you know, they're, you know, a little bit smaller, you know, matches the terrain against, you know, like you say, the Buick or big Pontiac Catalina or something like that. Man, it's a bit different, that's for sure. I'm not sure I'd want to go back to one of those old cars. Great old cars, but not for winter driving anyway.
Right, yeah. You don't have to get out and unlock the hubs of the car. You just kind of push four-wheel drive and it goes. Don't have to worry about that either.
Yeah, that's the truth. Boy, I'd have to, you know, if I had to get to a place, you know, I'd have to, you know, put the Blazer in, you know, neutral or park and put it in a four-wheel drive there while I'm parked. You sure can't switch it on the fly or anything like that. And the transfer cases are expensive.
Oh, yeah. I still, though, I'll still wait until I get stopped somewhere at a light or get it somewhere to where I can put it in neutral or put it in park, put it in neutral and shift it to four-wheel drive versus shift it on the fly. I know I can, but I'd rather just play it on the safe side and just have it in neutral and then, you know, put it in the four-wheel drive.
NAWCB, I I don't blame you there for being cautious. You know, again, you know, with those, they can, they say you can do it, and I'm sure you can. But you know, you gotta play it safe. Like I say, you start getting transmissions, transfer cases, and you know, drive lines, and universal joints, and those types of stuff. Man, no, gotta play it on the safe side. I don't blame you.
Yeah, that stuff adds up over time, and it's like cars are too expensive as it is, and I'm good playing it safe and you know, going that route.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you there. I know we had on the Blazer, we had to, you know, had to have the front line for the front wheels redone, and the transfer case, that was expensive. It seemed like every, I think a couple of times, they ended up having to put universal on the back drive line on that one. It just, that was kind of the downfall. It was the negative of that one. It was a great truck, but that was one of the things that had to be done quite a bit that could have done without.
Yeah. Yeah, it's old and it's seen a lot of miles, but it served you guys well. It you know, lasted a long time.
That it was. It was a good truck. I was glad for it, especially in the days that you know I worked at Shelby there for a number of years. It was nice to have to get through some of the snows out there and. Yeah, definitely served its purpose. I bought that one at Matthew Hargrave there, and it was a 10-mile in Woodruff for the freeway team. And yeah, it definitely served us well.
Yeah. Well, Dad, I'm home, so I'm gonna head in here and get some R&R. Got a kitchen table to put together, so that should be fun. But anyways, you guys enjoy your evening and try to stay warm tonight. And we'll get to talk tomorrow.
Hey, that's great. Glad your table got delivered. Well, maybe you can get some hands to help you out there a little bit. But that's good talking with you tonight. Good conversation, and thanks for the ride along. Yeah, try to maybe get some rest when you get in and get something to eat there. You don't want to put that together on an empty stomach after a long day. But anyway, tell everyone hello and stay warm tonight. 73s and 88 to you and the family, and we will talk again soon. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 is it? 88 is Mom. K-E-Y is you, Claire.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees.